So the story is that this site was established to hold jet fuel in Morro Bay for the Lemoore Navy Air Station. That's near Fresno, so it's 98 miles away from Morro Bay. And there was literally a pipeline that went from Morro Bay at this site where the tanks were all the way to Lemoore. And I think the reasoning behind that, according to the city's research and what the people that are in the know are saying about it, is that there was an Estero Point mooring station where tankers would deliver fuel, and then it would kind of be stored out there offshore, you know? And so from the offshore site, it was easier to kind of like ship in this fuel. They would be stored in the Morro tank site area and then piped all the way to Lemoore.
So what triggered the final demolition? I know that they've just been sitting there for years. What was the impetus for this demo and things happening up there?
Yeah, so there's a private property owner. This property used to be owned by the Navy, and it shut down in the early 90s. Now it's owned by a private person or entity. The entity is called Morro 94. Anyway, they decided they want to clean it up. There have been no plans announced to develop that site. I think some people think that may be coming, but hasn't officially been proposed or anything by the new owner. But that owner is cleaning up the site. And there, I guess, some neighbors, the very first sound on this was like a sonic boom or something when they first started doing the work. I think there was notices and the neighbors were aware of it, but the actual work to remove these massive 5 million gallon tank storage units that echo all over the place. But now I think there's a compliance guy who's monitoring the situation, and he says the noise levels are at a reasonable level now, and they're really trying to make sure that they don't disturb people and that there are no environmental issues with contamination or pollutants or anything like that.
So tell me about the remedial, what they say about the environmental stuff.
There has been a lot of testing over the years, not just now, but dating back to when the facility first closed. There was something like 5 years of continued testing. And so there's been a lot of agencies and oversight of this site, particular site. And according to Michael Tiffany, who's the consultant the city hired to look at the environmental side, all these levels are within reason. There's no pollution to the groundwater system or any problems. They've done continued testing of the pipes, and they're not really finding anything of significance at this point to be concerned with for neighbors or the people of Morro Bay.
There's a staff report. This is all about it, correct?
Yeah. So that's actually for people that do want to really delve into this and learn more about it and get some of the history on it. There's a very good staff report dated June 19th. And the way to get there is to go to the City of Morro Bay's website and look at the Planning Commission section of the website. And essentially, there's a history part of it where the planner on this project looked back, and also what's being done very specific in more specific and technical terms.